And finally, the British Prime Minister says an agreement under which the UK will finally be able to leave the European Union is almost done. In a statement, Theresa May said that 95% of the withdrawal deal is complete. The statement also expressed London's confidence to resolve issues on the border controls and trade rules for Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, a new opinion poll has revealed that 54% of British people would vote to remain in the bloc if a new Brexit referendum was held. Britons voted to leave the EU by a narrow margin in 2016. The British government is set to leave the bloc in March 2019. Now to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics, joining us from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Shakespeare, once again for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Theresa May says that she is 95% done with the Brexit deal. How optimistic are you that this will have the least negative impact on the British people?
If she has any sort of agreement, it will be a loose agreement, a fudge. And it will probably rely on kicking the can down the road. It's a fundamental problem, which is that if they can't sort out everything, then the EU wants the border to be down the Irish Sea. And that will mean that Northern Ireland could potentially become part with Southern Ireland. And that's totally unacceptable to the Northern Ireland politicians and to London. Also remember that the Chequers proposal was shot down within 2 days of being issued. So I'm skeptical that they're going to make it. If they do, it's a fudge. And now the House of Commons comes into its own and it will be deciding. And as you pointed out, there has been a very big shift in British opinion now. And I think the whole thing is now going into, today is fireworks night. And I think we can, if there's any sort of agreement announced, we can expect some fireworks in the House of Commons.
Are you, very quickly, Mr. Shakespeare, because we're running out of time, the show's almost over, but do you think there is a possibility of another referendum on the Brexit?
Not another referendum as a yes and no. But what you need, and is probably going to happen, is you need somewhere in the House of Commons someone to put forward something, a proposal which is acceptable to 75% of the population. Now, that is possible. It means a soft Brexit, customs union, workers' rights and environmental rights. That they can do that and they can get that larger majority. But a simple referendum, yes or no, won't solve it because it just doesn't do anything, does it? You need now a proposal which can be supported by about 75%. And I do believe that is possible. Nobody wants a hard Brexit.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics, joining us live from London.